What we'd like to do now is a very brief meditation before we invite Kryon to come through in a channel. And really, meditation, we could use another word. And the word would be connection. It's a time when we can connect with that love part of us that exists forever as your soul and your higher self. And so I invite you to close your eyes and just give that intent to connect with your higher self, connect with the energy of your soul. And it's through your belief, your intent, and your allowance that the connection happens in a way that you can feel, sense, or know is real. For the connection is there 24/7. It's simply an invitation to increase your awareness of the connection. And because we are focusing with our intent to connect with the higher self and the energy of our soul, it is already here and exists with us now. And let us continue this connection to connect with the love and the energy and the message of Kryon.
Does God limit your intellect? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The question could also be, is there a limit to thinking? How high can you think? Now, this is a question most would say, well, of course not. The human being can think as high as they wish. There have been brilliant people all over history. Brilliant intellect, the inventors of your time have shown this to be true. I'm not talking about those who are anomalies, dear ones. I'm talking about humanity in general. Have you ever had this thought? Is it possible that spirit limits your intellect or the ability to think higher? And here's the answer. The answer is no. You do. I want to present something that is very interesting, perhaps, to many. And for those who have never thought of it before, perhaps you should think of it. There is a limit, indeed, to how high you can think. That is to say, what is it that you could conceive of normally, that then is beyond that? And can you go there on a regular basis? And the answer is that consciousness is energy. And this energy packet that you call the now or humanity has a limit to how far you can think, how high you can think. If you had to assign a vibration to it, it's limited to a certain vibration. It's almost like a ceiling you cannot get past. You have seen those who can get past it. And this is how you know I'm right. Because indeed there are anomalies of exceptionally brilliant people that will come in and run circles around the logic of the day and come up with things that you had never thought of that can think much, much higher. These are the ones who have given you the concepts of physics that no one thought of but them. And you see them come and you see them go. This would tell you that there is the possibility of thinking higher than humans normally think. But the question is this: is there a limit in general to that which is thought? If you look at that energy packet that we have just given you, called the energy of the consciousness of today, the answer is that you are limiting it because those are the attributes of that conscious energy. Whatever you want to call it, energy A, energy B, conscious A, conscious B, there is a limit to your thinking. I want to present something that many of you have never thought of. Are you aware that many of the inventions on this planet happened all at the same time around the planet? What do you think causes that? I will tell you that when an invention is ready to be revealed, that not just one inventor gets it. This is often the case. You might say, well, this is the person that invented this, this is the person that invented this. But if you start looking into it, you will find that the concept of the invention, whatever it is, was probably being worked on all over the planet at the same time. And the revelation of that invention quite often is whoever gets there first of many. Now, if you are from this continent, like my partner is, you know of the Wright brothers, who basically, you will say, invented powered flight. And so you will look at what they did at that place called Kitty Hawk, and you will see what they had accomplished. Now, if you look into history, you will find out that they only beat the French inventors by 2 weeks. They were on the same track. They were going to do the same thing. But the Wright brothers, they got there first. So, did they think of it and invent that? And the answer is, not really. They were among many working on the same thing and simply got there first. Who discovered radio? Now, if you start to look that up, you'll find there is a argument, you might say, on who it was. Because there were two who discovered and presented at the same time. That's how close it was. So what does this mean to you? Is it possible then that inventions are then received and worked on the planet basically at the same time? And the answer would be yes. Even unto that which is atomic power, that was starting to be realized almost universally by the think tanks of physics in the 30s and the 40s of whether this could happen or not. What you think happened is not exactly true. It didn't come from one place, from one group. It came from all over the planet, but only one group then developed it. So why I'm telling you this is to say you should know that there is indeed a ceiling on how you can conceive things, on how what you would say strong the impulses are for new inventions and for you to discover new things. And you might not realize that you can't think above a certain level. It's almost like you're hitting a ceiling. So here's what I want to give to you today. If you will acknowledge that this is probably so, if it were not, evolution would take you into places that you've never been just because you could think your way there. There is a ceiling to your intellect, to how brilliant you are, to the human brain. But that is starting to change. We've told you that the veil is thinning. We've told you on this very program that this means that mastery, wisdom, physics, energy, all the things that are on the other side of the veil you don't have now are starting to pour into you, the new human. That your pineal itself is opening up and allowing that veil to pour in new information. And then we gave you this information. The veil, where is that? Where is this mysterious veil? And we told you it's within you. And then we told you something that perhaps you don't believe. You come in to this planet completely and totally prepared for everything there is. You, the human being, your soul parts that come in with you, the divinity that comes in with you, knows all of the universal physics there are. But you're only able to glean that which you can have as a human being by the energy of the consciousness of the time on the planet. Did you know that on this planet Earth there were other times in other civilizations where you were able to go higher, where there were inventions and ideas and things worked on and developed even, because there was higher ability there with a higher consciousness? And the question is always, well, if evolution works on a basis where it gets better and better and things happen in a more efficient way, why is it that we don't have all that today? And the answer is because of the old energy of the conquerors that took over, and suddenly that was gone. It wasn't even realized that it was there. And the high thinkers of certain civilizations were then sequestered, and then they went away. And you return to an old energy package or packet that only could think a certain way. That is changing. So now suddenly you are being given the ability to use more of what you had all along. It's not coming from another source, dear ones. It is within you, and you're peeling the onion of the energy of consciousness to a higher level. And when this veil of yours starts to get thinner, more things start to occur, and higher inventions are coming. We have told you some of what they're going to be. But it won't happen until you realize these things and cognizing your ability to do them. Now, there will be some surprises, regular students being able to take advantage of these things, because all humanity is experiencing it. This is not sequestered to spiritual thinkers. This is all humanity. If the veil lifts, it's for all humanity. So these things will be developed, perhaps even in universities or in laboratories, but they don't have to be. What's next, you might add, to the questions of the day? Shall I reveal yet again what is to come? One of the biggest inventions that is sitting there waiting to be discovered is the ability for humanity to actually see and measure multidimensionality. We call it the quantum lens, and we have said this before. It's a tool. We'll not give away the size of the tool, but it will be large at first, just like so many of your other inventions. It has some of the attributes of plasma and cryogenics, but it will create the ability for you to look into that which is the multidimensional realm. It will start small and get bigger, but it will give you the ability to see other dimensionalities. Now, don't get me wrong. There are those who say, oh my goodness, here comes time travel, here comes other dimensional sight. No, it's an instrument that simply will show things that are not seeable in 3D. That's what it does. Now, why is it a revelation? Why will it make the differences in everything? Because you are in three dimensions at the moment. Actually, you call it four. That's your designation. It's a linear place. And that is where you are, where you're comfortable. And yet, we have told you that within your own body, there is multidimensionality. that within your own cell structures, there are processes that depend on dimensionality beyond 4D. We have told you that this even postures disease. It helps to be able to look at a cell, perhaps, and see it totally different. What if you could look at biology and suddenly you saw different processes? Because the multidimensionality of the quantum lens was clearly showing it to you. Things you didn't know were going on, even with cellular structure. With the live essences within your own body and what takes place and how it works, how it moves around, how it holds things in place, how it uses actual magnetics within cellular structure to encapsulate certain kinds of systems you didn't know existed. What if you were in a world without the X-ray or without any of the other things that allow you to see within the body the way you do today? Everything would still be a mystery, would it not? Trial and error, you wouldn't know. It would be now, right now, like this, the difference between having the ability to see inside your dimensions or not at all. That's how radical this invention will be. Dear ones, it's coming. And that which is your consciousness that has postured you almost in the dark for all of these years is starting to raise. And with you raising your own consciousness, the ceiling of your smartness will start to raise as well. And the new inventions are going to start. And when they do, there will be many of them. I just gave you one. And you will start to see the structure of the universe, how it works in ways you didn't think, especially when the lens becomes developed so you can look at the stars and finally see the patterning that you've missed all along. It's coming. So that which limits your smartness and your thinking and your intellect is starting to change. And God didn't have anything to do with it. That was you. And you will be the ones to raise it because of the divinity that you have inside. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.